السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقلت استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا ويمددكم بأموال وبنين ويجعل لكم جنات ويجعل لكم أنهارا ما لكم لا ترجون لله وقارا. صدق الله العظيم. For my kiram, most respected brothers and sisters, listening over receivers at the madrasa, we are discussing over the past 2-3 weeks, or 2-3 bayans, the rahmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and that no matter how far a person may have gone, but there is no need to lose hope. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is ghaffar, Allah ta'ala is ghafoorul raheem. And we discussed Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, what he told to his people, قُلْتُ اِسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. Now we discussed those ayat, we discussed some of the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, and I was mentioning to you that whilst we were on a journey in England, and also in Mauritius and many other places too, even in Lahore at one time, I remember that for over 2 hours, Hazrat Shah Aki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuh Mumbai Shah, all of us sitting there, big Mufassireen, Muhaddithin sitting there, and he was making tashri of some du'as of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. And even they felt it was ilhami, although they were teaching Bukhari Sharif, Tirmidhi Sharif. So he used to teach us du'as in that manner. So one of the du'as that he used, which we all know, and we teach it even to the children, and we also make it after our wuzu. Generally, this dua, those who know, they make after wuzu. And how many times a day we make wuzu? But we don't ponder, we do not reflect over the meaning of these duas of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The best of all duas are that of the Quran Sharif and that of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, just as all his speech and all his bayan and all his was from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If it was directly the kalam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then it became Quran Sharif. And if it was Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's kalam, but on the tongue of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, of course his explanation to it, then it becomes hadith al-Qudsi. If exactly what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentioned, but it was not the Quran Sharif, then it becomes hadith al-Qudsi. And thereafter, if Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said anything with regards to namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, our buying, our selling, our transactions, our etiquette, our morals, our behavior, now all those things, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself mentioned in the Quran Sharif, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. So it was wahi. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was not saying anything just of his own accord and of his own whim and fancy. So the du'as also, it is a kind of a mu'jiza of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, that it gives such meaning, such depth there is in those du'as. We discussed last week, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min jahdi al-bala wa darki al-shaqa wa su'i al-qada wa shamatati al-a'da. Look at how much of meaning there is in it. So tonight, I will discuss this du'a. I'm in the mood of discussing du'as of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, because there's a lot of rahmat that is in there. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was rahmatul lil alameen. And therefore, whatever he gave to us was nothing but rahmat. considered every aspect of our lives. Whatever weakness we have, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he expressed to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. For Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to forgive us our weaknesses. The ummat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was asking for forgiveness of the ummat. But if you have to look at the words of the du'as of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to a person who is not knowledgeable, or the person who is not a Muslim, or the person who does not understand what nubuwwat is, and that how as a Nabi he was masoom, he was sinless, then they may get the wrong impression that what is this? Your Nabi, whom you say is receiving wahi from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and in your claim, or you claim that he was perfect, there was absolutely no weakness, there was no blemish, there was no defect, there was no sin, there was no vice, no evil in his life, then what is this? Everywhere we find Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is asking for forgiveness of sins, forgiveness of sins. So the person will not understand that when a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says Allahumma ghafirli, then what it means. It's not like us that we commit sins and we say Allahumma ghafirli. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the ma'rifat that he had of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, nobody can have that kind of ma'rifat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But yet he says, Allahumma la ufsi sana'ana alayk anta kama asnayta ala nafsi. So if a person is, for example, 60,000, 30,000 feet above sea level, then he will think he is very, very high. But the person who will be above him, 90,000, then he thinks that he is higher than the rest. But when he looks up, he finds somebody 120,000 feet, and somebody on the moon, and somebody heading for Mars. So depending on how much of height and how much of ma'rifat the person has, that much he is going to submit to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's azmat is such that way can we understand his azmat. Now for a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, although there was no sin of any kind, he was absolutely masoom and sinless. But even if they had to do something which was for the ta'aleem of the ummat, certain actions of a human being, they had to undertake. But it was for the ta'aleem of the ummat and it was not a sin. But even then they felt as if the azmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not warrant it. So he increased his istighfar. Allah ta'ala had to give him assurance, لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. So which sin was he committing? So here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is teaching us dua. Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawwabin waj'alni min al-mutatahhirin. After wuzu, this is the dua. Now here if we ponder over this dua, Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawwabin. O Allah, make me of those who turn towards you in repentance, in great excess, not just making tawbah, but tawwabin, tawwab, not ta'ibin, not from minat ta'ibin, from minat tawwabin. The person who is making excessive tawbah, turning towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in excess. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that make me of them. Now after wuzu, the person is making this dua, that O Allah, make me of those people who make tawbah in abundance. And after that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions, وَجْعَلْنِي مِنَ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. And make me of those people who purify themselves. They don't just restrict and limit their purification to just a little bit of wuzu or washing of hands and feet. But they, from the mutatahhirin and the mufassireen or the muhaddithin, now they explain that Allahumma ja'alni minat tawwabin. And then after that, waj'alni minal mutatahhirin. So what is this tawbah? What kind of tawbah is this that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is referring to? You see how beautifully Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali explains it. He says that when a person is making wuzu, so in wuzu he is able to wash his face, he is able to wash his hands, he is able to wash his feet, he can make masa. This person can make the zahiri taharat. The same thing with the ghusl, when the person has to take a bath. So he can pour water over his head, he can pour water over his shoulders, I'm just giving an explanation. He can pour water over his entire body. Now these things are not such that only a Muslim can do. What this person has done, washing his hands, face and feet, or this person had took a bath. So this is not something very special and unique that only a Muslim can achieve this in his life. Washing of hands and face, feet, or taking a bath. Of course the Muslim will get his sawab because he is following the Sharia, he is following the Quran and Sunnah, he is following Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings, he is doing it with a niyat and all that is following the procedure. So he is going to get his sawab and his reward because of that niyat that he is making. So he is going to get his reward and sawab. But as far as the action itself is concerned, it is not something that only a Muslim can undertake. Any non-Muslim also, you can go to the seaside there and dive into the ocean and come out after a little while and his body is washed. Any person can do that. Christian, Jew, Hindu, believer, disbeliever, atheist, anyone. You can go and dive into the swimming pool and then come out and his body is washed. Or after he comes out, after he has even come out from the swimming pool, or after he comes out from the ocean, then if he goes to a tap, and now he does exactly that which a Muslim does, washes his hands, washes his face, washes his, makes masah, and washes his feet, all the things exactly. So we will say that he achieved some kind of bodily purification. If there was dust and dirt and grime and grease on his body, all that will get washed away. But one thing that they cannot achieve, one thing that water cannot wash, is the sins of the heart. The sins of the heart, which water can wash? Can that water which is washing his hands and feet wash the sins of the heart? So, and that is the real crux of the whole issue, that the sins of the heart, the darkness of the heart has to be removed. If it is kufr, if it is shirk, if it is disbelief in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if it is rejection of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam and his teachings, all this has created a darkness in his heart. Now that he cannot wash with the water, that he will have to, with that heart he will have to make tasdeeq. He will have to believe truly in the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in the risalat of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will have to believe in the angels, in the books of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You will have to believe in the Quran Sharif as the last and the final book of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You will have to believe in Akhirat, on the day of judgment, in Jannat, Jahannam, kullu ma ja'a bihi nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will have to believe in. So then that will remove the darkness of that shirk and the darkness of kufr from the heart. Now that belief will remove the darkness of kufr and shirk from the heart, and the darkness of atheism, and the darkness of communism, and the darkness of all other isms, it will come out with making tasdeeq bil qalb, iqrar bil lisan. So now this person, who is a Muslim, who is a believer in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then that darkness has already been removed with his belief. That means there's some kind of noor that is there of his iman. There is some kind of noor that is already there of that iman. Therefore Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also says, Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the wali of the believers, is a friend of the believers, is a protector of the believers. So one is that wilayat, which is am, that every person who is a believer, there is some kind of wilayat that he has, is a wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala by virtue of his believing. That much wilayat is God. But that is not sufficient. The real wilayat is where the person has got taqwa in his life. he's got taqwa in his life, then he gets the highest stage of wilayat. Because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran Sharif, regarding the walis, that who are the walis? The walis are those alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqoon. Ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanoon. Alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqoon. So with that iman, they got some kind of wilayat, that at least they are walis of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But now with that taqwa, when the person will adopt and develop taqwa, then he will get a very special kind of wilayat. A special kind of wilayat. Ala inna awliya Allah la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanoon. And in another place Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that as far as muttaqeen are concerned, in awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon. Only those who have got taqwa are the walis of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So now this wilayat is of a little higher stage. And then there is even a higher stage that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala keeps on taking those people out from the zulumat. Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu yukhrijuhum minaz zulumati ilan nur walladhina kafaru awliya'uhum at-taghut yukhrijunahum minan nur ilaz zulumat ulaika ashabun nar hum fiha khalidun. So yukhrijuhum min az-zulumat ila an-nur. You can see the word that is used here, zulumat, it is plural. And nur is wahid, singular. Haq is one. Nur of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is one. But when it comes to zulumat, the darknesses, there are so many different kinds of darknesses in the world. The darkness of kufr, the darkness of shirk, the darkness of, in our times, the porn sites and the music and the nightclubs and the discos and the cinemas and the adultery and the fornication and all the other filth that is around, they're all different kinds of darknesses. Now that person who is a true wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not allow him to remain in the darkness. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes him out of the darkness. Yukhrijuhum. Keeps on taking off. Doesn't allow the person to go into. He realizes, he has a strong feeling in his heart. It's a kind of a realization that comes that this is sin, this is darkness. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protects him from that darkness. That is one of the meanings, the other meanings also. That means he doesn't even allow the person to go into that. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala creates obstacles, he creates barriers. The person wants to go towards sins, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not allow him to go to it. How many people, when they got muhabbat of Allah ta'ala, and they started making zikr, tilawat, ibadat, then human mistake, human error is something that will happen. Generally, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protects them. They become mahfuz. Like the anbiya' are masoom, they become mahfuz. They will make some mistake, some error. But Allah ta'ala protects them from that kind of masiyat. So we are talking about this dua, Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawwabin, waj'alni min al-mutatahhirin. That, oh Allah, I have been able to wash my hands, I have been able to gargle my mouth, I have been able to wash my face, I have been able to wash my hands, and I have been able to make masah and wash my feet, and I have completed all the adab and etiquette that are required for the purposes of wuzu. All that I have been able to make and undertake. But oh Allah, how am I going to make my hands reach my heart? How will this water reach heart and wash the heart? So it is only you who can wash my heart. Just as I have washed and purified my external self. Oh Allah, I am pleading to you and begging to you that I am extremely weak. I am full of sins and full of weaknesses. My heart is engulfed in darkness of evil. But my Allah, just as this water of wuzu, I have been able to remove the dirt and filth from my face and from my hands and feet. I beg you to remove the darkness from my heart and clean and purify my heart. Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawwabin. Make me of those who turn towards you in repentance, in abundance. Make Lord of Tawbah. So with that dua now, he is asking for purification of that heart. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's kalam itself, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ Allah Ta'ala loves those. Now this side is making dua. Allahumma ja'alni min al-tawwabin wa ja'alni min al-mutatahirin. And in the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is mentioning very, very clearly, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِ Allah Ta'ala loves those who turn towards Him with istighfar, with tawbah, with turning towards Him and begging Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So now over the sins, the person is ashamed, he's expressing nadamat, he's not expressing any kind of joy and happiness, he's not bragging about his sins, he's not advertising and propagating his sins, he does not feel happy and he does not rejoice, and he does not show those photographs that appear in the newspapers that this person is at a disco and this person at a cinema and this person at the opening and the launch of a casino and this person in this and in this person and this woman in that dance club and this woman in that nightclub, and they're quite happy that it is Muslim names that and they are appearing in the newspapers dancing here and dancing there. So this Muslim is not happy. He cannot be a Muslim if he expresses joy and happiness over sins. Therefore, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was questioned, mal iman, that what is iman? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam could have given a very lengthy speech. I've discussed this in detail. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how beautifully explained. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, إِذَا سَرَّتْكَ حَسَنَتُكَ وَسَاءَتْكَ سَيِّئَتُكَ فَأَنْتَ مُؤْمِنٌ ها. May our life be sacrificed. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, look at how beautiful he is. Taught the ummah. What love he had for the ummah. Who could have given such an explanation in just few words? That when your good deeds, they give you happiness. They give you joy. They give you some kind of satisfaction in the heart. Whether it's namaz or roza or tilawat or caring for the poor or the needy or the destitute or somebody in need, whether it is zikr or whatever it may be, any good deed that the person does, that is what gives him happiness. Wasa'at kasayyatuka. In other words, it grieves the person, it hurts the person. The person doesn't feel any kind of happiness and joy when the person does any kind of evil deed. Then that person is a mu'min. So here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he's teaching us this dua. And if you look at the Quran Sharif, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِ Allah ta'ala loves those people who make excessive tawbah. There is a discussion with regards to tawbah and istighfar, then what is the difference? So the difference is this, which Muhaddiseen have explained, that the difference is this, that in istighfar, the person gets a kind of nadamat and shame in his heart. He gets a shame in his heart. He's a human being, he committed some error, made some mistake, but he does not get any kind of satisfaction, he gets a kind of pain in his heart, a grief and a sorrow in his heart, nadamat. That, oh Allah, I being your servant, your banda, why did I ever become banda of my nafs? You made me your banda. You are the one that blessed me with my life, with my health, with my sight, with my hearing, with my speech. You created the heavens and the earth for my benefit. You created the moon, the stars, the ocean for whose benefit? How can I rebel against you, my Allah? But nafs and shaitan overpowered me and I committed this mistake. But I'm not happy with this. Forgive me this error and this mistake of mine. Now the person is making lots of istighfar, is expressing remorse and regret over that which happened in the past. And as for the future, he's making tawbah. As for the future, it is tawbah. That I will not return to that. At the time of tawbah, the person has got every intention of not returning to those sins again. It's not that he just treats it as a joke, like how little children make tawbah, tawbah. He's got no intention of return. But then again, he's a human being and may fall. So that's where again that hope comes in. that even if you fall 100 times, don't lose hope in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala reports Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam hadith, ma asarra man istaghfara, that the person who makes istighfar, he is not of those people who are persistent, even though he may return to it 70 times. But at the time of tawbah, the person is making up his mind that I will not go back to this. And what is the sign that he does not want to go back to it? He will go, move in that direction. If it is those porn sites, or whether it is an illicit love relationship, or whether it is anything else, whatever is sin, then now he will move in that direction. He will remove those things which are causing those sins. He will remove those sins or distance himself from there. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, he will run towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He will fulfill the sunnah of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, that when he was being tempted and seduced by Zulaikha, but Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, although the 7 doors were all locked, but he ran towards the door. He ran towards the door. He didn't just stand there and kept on making tawbah istighfar. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam could have stood there as a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he could have just stood there and made tawbah istighfar. But he ran towards the door, showing that whatever was within his power, he did. Whatever was within his power, he did. He used and made isti'mal of that qudrat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given him. That himmat that Allah ta'ala had given him, he made use of it. It's not like us that we don't want to make use of the himmat when it comes to tawbah istighfar and giving up sins and making ibadat and ta'at and coming towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. All that we are very, very less. But when it comes to other issues, then we make use of all the himmat that we have. When it comes to preparation of big, big lavish weddings, then we've got a lot of himmat. When it comes to our massive business houses, we've got a lot of himmat and courage. When it comes to our industries, we got a lot of himmat and courage. For everything else, we got himmat and courage. But when it comes to getting up for namaz, then we say we got no himmat. Give up this or that, we got no himmat. So as Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, that was his sunnat. We talk about the sunnats of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam with regards to this temptation. This was his sunnat. So we too will have to adopt that. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, run towards Allah ta'ala. When he dashed towards the door, the locks automatically opened. Now that was the mu'jiza. But for us, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will remove those barriers. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will remove those obstacles. But provided we run towards him, we don't want to even crawl towards him. And here it is a question of running towards him. There was one Allah wala who was in prison. Now every Friday, Jumu'ah day, he used to apply surma, put iftar, whatever he had there, and to the west of his ability, whatever he could do, have some kind of bath, change some kind of clothes if it was possible, and then he used to do as if he's getting ready to go for Jumu'ah Salah. Now the other prisoners there, he was arrested for political reasons. So the other prisoners there say, Hazrat, what are you doing? Where are you going? There's no Jumu'ah Salah. In prison, what are you going to make Jumu'ah here? And the way you are dressing up and you're moving towards the gate, he should go right up to the gate. He says, I am doing how much I can do. In my power and in my capacity is to go up to the gate. Then I say, oh Allah, if I was not in the prison here, I would have gone to the Jumu'ah Masjid for my salah. That is how they went about it. So, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, run towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then see how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala changes the condition. And then we have to show some sincerity in the tawbah that we are making. The person who says that I want to go to Johannesburg, then he goes and sits in the plane that's going to Johannesburg. He will take the road that's going to Johannesburg. Many times I've explained this, that if the person sits in the aeroplane that is going to Cape Town, and he knows also he's going to Cape Town, but he wants to go to Johannesburg and from there on to Jeddah. Now he sits down in the aeroplane that is going to Cape Town, or in other direction, to Maputo or somewhere. And now he's making dua, and reading Yasin Sharif, and shedding tears, and saying, Ya Allah, make me reach Johannesburg. So we'll see, he's not sincere in his quest to reach Johannesburg. He is making dua to reach Johannesburg, but he is adopting the means that's opposite that. Yes, after he sits in the plane that's going to Johannesburg, then he makes a lot of dua, "Oh Allah, convey me safely to Johannesburg." Because anything can happen, plane can crash. It nearly happened, the plane that was taking, took off from Port Elizabeth, and then after 15-20 minutes return, with one engine blown, and all the passengers in brace position, and they came so close to the waves, they got the fright of their lives. It can happen, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala saved them. So now he makes dua after sitting in the right plane. But if he does not do that, then it's only if it is his karamat. We believe in karamat. So if it's karamat, then probably it will happen that there will be some terrible storm and they say we're diverting from Maputo to Johannesburg. So he may land there. But generally he won't. So with tawbah we must show, move in that direction. وَاجْعَلْنِي مِنَ الْمُتَطَاهِرِ Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As I said that in this dua, look at the beauty of it. And then the other dua which you have heard many times, the explanation. اللهم اغفر لي ذنبي ووسع لي في داري وبارك لي في رزقي. I'm not going to a discussion of that. But they also again, اللهم اغفر لي ذنبي. After the wuzu, Allahumma ghfirli dhambi, O Allah, forgive me my sins. That means this water washed my hands and face, but the sins of mine, how am I going to get forgiveness of them? How am I going to wash away those sins? So I'm asking you for forgiveness. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, I said that what is this tawbah? Muhaddithin have explained. That one category of tawbah is a tawbatu min al masiyati. From masiyat, from sins, now the person makes tawbah and he turns towards ta'at, towards obedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Now that is the first stage of tawbah. Because the person was in sins, now he made a lot of tawbah from the sins, and he comes on to the track and the path of righteous deeds and actions. Then the higher stage than that is a tawbatu min al ghaflati ila dhikr. That the person was in ghaflat. He had forgotten Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He had forgotten his wazair. He was not making tilawat, not making zikr, not making ibadat. Now he comes back onto remembrance for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He realizes that that life of mine which was spent in ghaflat, it took me away from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So now he's asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Again he's remembering Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Jo guzri teri yaad mein zindagi hai, wohi zindagi bas meri zindagi hai. Jo ghaflat mein guzre wo kya zindagi hai, wo jeena nahi balki sharmindagi hai. Now he realizes that. That life of ghaflat. So now he comes on to zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He remembers Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala again. Now all the time now he's remembering Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In his business he remembers him. In his home he remembers him. In the marketplace he remembers him. He's not only in the masjid he remembers him, and then in his dealing and transactions and mu'amlat and mu'asharat he forgets him. Now everywhere he's conscious of the fact that my Allah is watching, my Allah is seeing, my Allah is listening. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is away. Jo karta hai tu chup ke ahle jahan se koi dekhta hai tujhe aasman se. When you hide and commit sins, and that hiding is not only of the outward, but even in the heart when the person is hiding, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is aware of it. Where can we hide and go? Look at in our world now, how much of cameras everywhere. A person, they say, no place to hide now. Everywhere that he goes, there's cameras. In the supermarkets, in every aisle, there's a camera. That's why some places they got smile, you are now on camera. Everywhere there's camera. There are two mosquitoes sat on the bald head of some person. But from there was a very nice view of the ocean on the beach side. And on the other side, there were lovely trees and beautiful surroundings. So the one mosquito asked the other one, How's the view? So the view is very beautiful, but there's no place to hide. On the bald head, there's no place to hide. Just now somebody may come with a sword and make us flat. So we can't hide from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He's watching everywhere. I mentioned that one majlis of Hazrat, for 45 minutes, the person that was reading the shiur, he said, Or sunao. Carry on and on and on. There was no waaz, no bayan, no nothing. That's all. Jo karta hai to chup ke ahle jahan se, koi dekhta hai to jahan se. But in that one little share, how much of nasihat there was, that as he was going on and on, and with Hazrat, with his eyes closed, and his tears flowing from his eyes, the whole majma was as if in a different world. Such a kayfiyat came. The istihzar came into the hearts of the people. All of us were sitting there, we could really feel the azmat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Wa ma'akum aynama kuntum. It was as if a reality and haqiqat. It was no more just in words. That is why the sohbat of the awliya-i-kiram, they say it is so beneficial, that we do not know in which moment, in which place, in which time, suddenly a kind of tajalli of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala may overcome them. And then the people that were sitting there, they also get the breeze, or they get that electric current. They say, if there's electric current in the water, then don't touch the water. In a bucket, if somebody put electric wire there and switched on, then if you put your hand into that water, you'll get a shock also. Because there's current that's flowing, and now you're just touching the water, you're not touching the wire, but you'll get shocked too. But that current will blow the person off. It will make him die. He will lose his life. It brings mouth, the current of this world, electric current. But the awliya-i-kiram, that current of the muhabbat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which comes down upon their hearts, if we have to touch that current, life comes into the heart. Life comes into dead hearts. When the chick is fully formed in the egg, fully formed, then it does not require even the assistance of the mother hen to come out. Itself it comes out and does exactly that which the mother is doing. So that is what happens. So here the second stage was this, that ar-ruju min al-ghaflati ila al-ikr. And the third stage was ar-ruju min al-ghaibati ila al-huzur. Now this is the highest stage, that when this person has got that little while that he moved away from, now this is of the awliya and the high stage people, those who have got high level of taqwa, that a little while also that they moved their hearts away from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, so they found some kind of darkness. So now they came back again very quickly from that ghaibat, from that absence, to huzur of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now that must be for the very high stage people, that at least we can do the first stage, and that is give up our sins and come on to ta'at. Because the wilayat of a person will depend on that, in which level he is. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he says, Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin. So now if these are the different stages, they say that if these are the different stages, then the muhabbat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin. So the muhabbat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and the wilayat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will also have different stages. One is the wilayat for the awam. One is the wilayat for the khawas, the special people. And one will be the wilayat for the akhassul khawas. Very, very special people. We say, this is a very, very special guest of mine. This is a VIP person. And this is very, very VIP. Not just VIP. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala also raises the stages. And then He shows it in their lives. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala shows it. So therefore I mentioned the other day, one is to be alim-e manzil. One is to be alim-e manzil and one is to be baligh-e manzil. Many of us, and especially those who have studied in institutions, in Darul Ulooms and other places, then many a time we become alim-e manzil. We know what the destination is. But we haven't reached that destination. We haven't reached that destination. And we do not even make an effort to get to that destination. We have all the knowledge that this is taqwa, this is shukr, this is zuhud, this is qanaat, this is ibadat, this is tilawat, this is sabr. Everything. We know everything. But that's just alim-e manzil. We don't become baligh. And when a person becomes baligh, then the person's walk changes, his talk changes, his ideas change, everything changes. And everybody says that this person now has become mature in age. So if that person's talk and walk and everything changes when he becomes mature in age physically, then when this person becomes mature in age spiritually, then his talk will change, his walk will change. His akhlaq will change, his adad and adab will change. This person now, his seeing with his eyes will change. His listening with his ears will change. His speaking with his tongue will change. His relationship with his parents will change. His relationship with the family members and neighbors and society will change. This person will no more be abusive. This person will no more do any kind of injustice. This person will no more be a cheat and a deceit. This person will have honesty and truthfulness and akhlaq and muamlat and muasharat, everything according to the Quran and Sunnah, because he become mature in age now. In spiritually, just as when he became mature in age, he said he became baligh, now here became baligh spiritually. Islam is beautiful, it's very, very beautiful, and it's very easy and very practical. Because we've got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His mercy, which is unlimited. That no matter how far a person may have gone, but according to the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala keeps his both hands extended for the whole night, meaning the rahmat, that's what it means, the rahmat, hands are extended. Allah ta'ala keeps his hands extended, the maghfirat and mercy hands, whole night, so that the person who committed sins from the morning, he may make tawbah at night. I'll give you the meaning and gist of that hadith. And a whole day Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala keeps his hands extended. That my bandhas who may have sinned at night, so that they don't lose hope in my mercy and in my forgiveness. If accidentally they committed sins, then they return to me. Until the sun rises from the west. Until then. Or that person now sakrat comes upon him. How merciful Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is. He really wants us to go to Jannah. He does not like punishment and azab. Whatever we are seeing around the globe, it is because we have become persistent in our sins. But as I mentioned the other night also, that we should not say that because of the sins azab came upon them. Although we can see that the kind of destruction that is taking place in different parts of the world, it is definitely not a rahmat. It's not a kind of rahmat rains that are coming. قُلْ تُسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. There Allah Ta'ala will send you rains in abundance. I explained to you, for those who are not here, that there Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that you make istighfar. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam is telling them, you make istighfar. He will send down torrential rains for you, he will send down rain for you in abundance. The very fact that he is saying that on your istighfar these rains will come down, it's a clear indication that that rain will be rain of rahmat. It's not going to cause destruction because it's coming on your istighfar. And these rains which are causing destruction and flood waters and everything else that's happening, then we must take lessons and make a lot of tawbah and istighfar for our sins and think that it's because of our weakness and our sins that the mankind around the world is suffering. We must look at ourselves. Sometimes we've got this whole big python around our necks, but we cannot see that, and we look at the small fly that is sitting on the forehead of somebody. The flies that are sitting, one fly is sitting, now that fly we can see. There are big pythons around our necks we cannot see. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He says, His hands are extended day and night. Oh my Banda, no matter where you are. Turn around. Give up those evils of your life. Because I want to give you the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Why should we remain negligent? Take a little bit of hasrat on the heart. Definitely these are days of great fitnas and great temptation and great mischief. Daag-e hasrat se dil sajaye hai. Daag-e hasrat se dil sajaye hai. Tab kahi jaake unko paaye hai. In haseenon se dil ko bachane mein, maine gham bhi bahut uthaye hain. Take that daag-e hasrat on the heart. High, sigh, take it on the heart. That, oh Allah, I am distancing myself from these evils and from the mischief and from the sins and from the vices and from all the temptations because you are my Allah. I am your banda. I love you. And then see how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala also extends His love. Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin. He loves those who do. Ah, my Allah is so loving, so loving. Daag-e hasrat se dil sajaye hain, tab kahin jaake unko paaye hain. Decorate the heart with the wounds of those arrows and spears, piercing them. When the person is resisting himself, resisting the temptations, so there will be like arrows that will be piercing the heart. Other people will be casting lustful glances, they'll be watching all the haram, they'll be singing and dancing and drinking. And this person will say, Ya Allah, I'm your banda. And then see what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives in those hearts. May Allah Ta'ala give me, you, and the ummah at large, the tawfiq of amal. Allah Ta'ala really loves and dearly loves forgiveness of sins. Condition is that we turn towards Him, make rujoo ila Allah. It's a very, very strong taqaza of saying Allah for a few times. So say it.
Ya Rab karam se apne to dono jahan de, to mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de.
Oh Allah, we know we are deserving of your wrath and anger, but you don't love punishment, you really love forgiveness of the sinners who turn towards you. Therefore we are saying that with your karam, with your fazal, with your ihsan, with your kindness, give us amnesty, my Allah. Give us amnesty.
Allah, 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 Allah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim, Allah, my Kareem, forgive each and every one of us. We are your most sinful servants on the surface of the earth. But we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. My beloved Allah, we are not bragging about our sins, we are not advertising, we are not propagating. We are ashamed, we are ashamed, we are ashamed. You have been showering your favors upon us day and night. We have been rebelling against you, my Allah. Hum kitne namak haram hai, mere Allah. We eat the food provided by you. We make use of all your bounties and ne'mats. When the strength comes into our bodies, then we use it for your disobedience. تیرا ہی دیا ہوا کھانا کھا کر کے تیری ہی نافرمانی. لیکن وی نو ون مور سنفل دین اس, بٹ ہاؤ لونگ یو آر, ہاؤ کیئرنگ یو آر, ہاؤ کمپیشنیٹ اینڈ مرسیفل یو آر, ہاؤ فورگیونگ یو آر, ہاؤ جینرس یو آر, ہاؤ کائنڈ یو آر. یو کوڈ ہیو سیزڈ اس دیر اینڈ دین, یو کوڈ ہیو ایمبیرسڈ اس دیر اینڈ دین, یو کوڈ ہیو ہیومیلیٹڈ اس دیر اینڈ دین. If we were drinking, gambling, fornicating, popping drugs in our mouths, watching porn sites, filthy films, engaging in adultery, or any kind of haram, you could have destroyed us there and then. You could have sent tsunamis against us. You could have sent gale force wind against us. You could have shaken the ground beneath our feet. But my Allah, in spite of all our sins, you are giving us so much to eat and drink. My beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. We are turning towards you. Change the direction of our lives. Change the direction of our hearts. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat and the love of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive our major sins, minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly, unknowingly in the light of day, at darkness of night. Become ours and make us yours, my Allah. If you are not ours, nothing will be ours. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our home, in our time, in our life. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. We are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. Bless us with complete shifa from all our ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Whosoever is sick and ailing, whether they are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes amongst us, whether they are from our families or wherever they may be, bless them with complete shifa. Ey Rabbi Kareem, those who have passed away, fill the grave with noor, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus, give their family members kith and kin, sabra jameel afri azim. Ey Rabbi Kareem, garche pur khata hai, par kahan jaye tera banda. Tere dar par tera banda, wa ummeed-e karam aaya. Where do we go, my Allah? Which other door is there that we can tap? Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Tere dar par tera banda ba ummeed-e karam aaya. My beloved Allah, ek din marna hai, aakhir maut. Today only the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, a nightclub, popping drugs in our mouths, or any kind of haram. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyiba, with burial in Baghdad. Ya Rabbi Kareem, throughout the world mankind is suffering. Japan, Sri Lanka, Australia, South Africa, which part of the world, my beloved Allah, is not being affected? Especially at present, my beloved Allah, in Japan. Unki musibat takleef ko dur kar de, remove the difficulties, pain, suffering, harsh. Wherever, my beloved Allah, there is drought, famine, flood water, gale force, winds have caused destruction, or earthquakes and tsunamis have caused destruction. Those believers who have passed away, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Rabbi Kareem, those who have suffered hardship, difficulties, pain and problem, whoever they may be, whether they believe in you or not, Ya Rabbi Kareem, remove their suffering, their pain, and give hidayat to those who haven't believed. And give tawfiq of amal to those who have believed. Ya Rabbi Kareem, give us the tawfiq to take lessons. Remove the pain and suffering of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, especially in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Sudan, Somalia, and all parts of the world. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه وأمته برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.